The Western Australian government is being urged to expand the inquiry into the Yarloop bushfire only a day after the terms of reference were revealed. In the last 5 years, fires in the West have killed 7 people, burnt through thousands of hectares of land and consumed more than 300 homes. Firefighting groups are concerned the current inquiry fails to address the increasingly destructive results of wildfires. Anthony Stewart reports.
The West Australian Premier Colin Barnett has a warning for the state's residents.
We are getting, it seems to me, bigger, more intense fires on a regular basis, yearly. There is no doubt that rainfall is reduced, temperatures are high, and we seem to be getting more chaotic weather. So as a layperson, my view is that the risks are continuing to rise. So unfortunately, we can probably expect more of these sort of catastrophic fires.
The government yesterday announced an independent inquiry will be held into the bushfire that destroyed the historic town of Yarloop. It will be headed by former Victorian Country Fire Chief Ewan Ferguson. But WA's Volunteer Fire Brigade Association is concerned it will fail to address broader problems.
Step away from the Waroona fire and look at the bigger picture, the prevention, preparedness, response and recovery across WA, and analyse why are we getting these large fires and look at what the cause is, not about how they are run. The how they are run inquiries, the major incident reviews, will happen anyway.
Dave Gossage is the association's acting president.
Having a narrow scoped review won't necessarily capture that, and that's what the concern is across the board from the membership being very strong. We need to have a major review of how we do business in WA.
Volunteer firefighters, the WA Farmers Federation and SES Volunteer Association have all called for the current inquiry to include another recent bushfire, the blaze in November last year near the coastal town of Esperance, which killed 4 people and destroyed thousands of hectares of farmland.
The normal inquiry is taking place and review about Esperance, but this is to deal with this particular fire. And this is the fire that, like Esperance, there was a loss of life, very sadly, but there was also 180 homes destroyed. It was of a massive scale. So, you know, we're concentrating on this fire. There's inquiries on any major fire, including Esperance.
In the last 5 years, there has been at least one major fire in WA each summer. More than 350 homes have been destroyed, 7 people have died, and hundreds of thousands of hectares of farmland destroyed. Dale Park is the president of WA Farmers.
We've got all sorts of technology which is supposed to make fighting fires all the much better. So we've got better fire units, we've got aircraft that drop water, we've got any number of things that are supposed to be helping us do this, and yet the fires are getting bigger and bigger. So we really need to go back to basics, and I'm not sure that Mr. Ferguson has got the mindset to actually do that.
The response to the inquiry highlights a growing rift between volunteer and professional fire services.
One of the worries that I would have about this current inquiry is that our complaints really are about the administration of fires and that what the administrators of fires do to basically stop us as on-the-ground firefighters fighting the fire.
Roger Underwood is from the lobby group The Bushfire Front. He wants the inquiry to focus on preparing communities ahead of bushfires.
And we see towns all over the southwest that are not prepared. They're not resilient at all. So even a place like Yarloop that got burnt down the other day was surrounded by heavy bush. And with no fuel reduction that we can see that's been done for many, many years. So what is needed is a system that looks at preparing WA in the expectation of fire, not one that just tries to put them out afterwards.
Mr. Underwood says WA must step up its program of fuel reduction burns.
What's happening is people are saying at the moment, oh, these fires are of unprecedented intensity. But in fact, what's happened is that people are now seeing fires burning in very heavy fuels, and they've been spared that experience for nearly a generation because of the former prescribed burning program that was taking place.
The Yarloop Fire Inquiry is expected to start hearing evidence in February and deliver its findings within 3 months.
Anthony Stewart reporting there.